This is Radio Kate here at Bletchley Park, and I've just been talking to Sheila Withers-Green, who is a wren, formerly Sheila DC. Is that right? DC?
DEASY. DC. Yes.
And you worked here at Bletchley?
I did, and it was, I was always Sheila DC. I didn't meet him until after the war. Yes.
But I know you're not keen to talk about what you did here, but yes. You were just about to tell me a story about learning to fence in the ballroom.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, we had a lieutenant who was very keen on fencing, and he loved it. And he came back from leave one day, complete with various sort of fencing sort of implements and so on, and he taught about four of us, I suppose, to fence, and that was lovely. It was a lovely thing to learn about.
And that was actually here at Bletchley? Or?
Oh, yes, we used a room here. I think it was in the ballroom, and I mean, it wasn't official, it was just our little group of wrens. And that was all great fun. It was something I'd never done before. And fortunately, I didn't keep it up afterwards, because you have to have all the equipment and the facilities around, and I just didn't have them. Yes, that was great.
So you worked hard here, but there was still time to have a bit of fun, was there? Or was it all very...
lots of fun, yes. I lived at Wavendon House, which was a little rennery, and made great friends. In fact, after the war, we still met up together. A couple were abroad in those days, I think, weren't they? Sheila and one or two of the others. And when one came over from overseas, I suppose that happened several times, didn't it? Or if Mary came from Zimbabwe. We took it in turns to entertain the wrens and their spouses wherever we were living, didn't we? And we had weekends together. So we've always kept in touch. But sadly, there are only two of them left now, apart from me, of our little group.
Were you working in one of the huts, or?
I beg your pardon?
Were you working in one of the huts here, or?
Well, I'd rather not go into all that, if I may.
Mm. No, that's no problem.
But we were all living in the same rennery together, so we got to know each other very well.
Now, I spoke to a couple of other people, and they said that their family didn't know what they were up to.
No.
Was it you just didn't speak about it to anyone?
No. I mean, we signed the Official Secrets Act, and we were told when we came here that if we ever talked about it, we would be shot. Yes, have you not heard that? Oh, well, somebody else was saying that today in the group we're with. Yeah. You must never breathe a word about it. And one of our little group was nearly in tears. She said, oh, goodness, I talk in my sleep. What am I going to do? And I said, well, you needn't worry about that, because we're all together. Where we're living, and we're the only ones who hear you. But we never, ever talked about anything to each other, let alone anybody else. And I suppose, to me, it seems terribly wrong to sort of talk about it even now. I know I can quite see that it's nice for people to know what went on, but I suppose it's so instinctive that you don't ever mention it.
When you've lived with a threat like that.
I would never, well, not that really, so much as if you promised you won't say. As far as I'm concerned, you never do say. I've never told him, ever. I wouldn't. I,
And did you know how important your work was?
Oh, yes. Yes, we were told that. And you knew it was from what you were dealing with, really. I suppose, but then we never knew what anybody else was doing. And I know that there are Wrens here who worked the bombs, because we came back on the 50th anniversary, didn't we, of the end of the war, and we were shown this sort of enclosure where the girls worked. Now, when we were here as Wrens, our little group had no idea that those Wrens were there. We just had no idea. That they were there. So it was awfully sort of segmented. Even if you were in the naval section, you didn't really know what was going on apart from your own little bits. And you certainly didn't have a clue what all these civilians were doing, or the ATS or the WAFs. But you just accepted it and you never thought about it. I remember when the very first book came out, I was quite shocked. I thought, my goodness, what are they doing? But I'm quite sure with a lot of it, it's fine. But I still feel, as far as I'm concerned, I promised that and I would never talk about it. But we did have a lot of fun as well.
Well, that's good to hear.
I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I really wouldn't. It was all great fun. A lot of fun. It was quite tough.